Hi, and a warm welcome to today's Mummer of Many podcast. I'm Christine Field, and I pray we will press in together and lay hold of everything that the Father has to say and impart to our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Kingdom living now. Let's go. Hi, and a very warm welcome to Mummer of Many. I'm Christine, and on this Christmas Eve, I'm actually hidden away just for a few moments because prophetically I must release this right now word for you. And whenever you're listening to this message over the season, maybe in early January, I just pray that the Lord's word will penetrate your heart at this time. A very happy Christmas, a very happy Hanukkah. It's a rarity that we get to say that in one breath. But as our Jewish brothers and sisters all around the world in Israel are celebrating Hanukkah, which is the festival of light, we are celebrating Jesus, the Jewish Messiah, who came to be, as prophesied in the Jewish book, the Bible, the light of the world, who lights up our darkness. And I don't believe it's by accident that, because nothing's by accident in God's calendar, that in 2024, when there's been war raging and knocking at the door all around the world, when there's been so much turmoil, unrest, political turmoil everywhere, and I sense so many of God's children have been in the battle zone. Well, I'm coming with the word of the Lord right now, because Jesus, the light of the world, has come to brighten up, to lighten up your darkness, and also to lighten your load, that heavy load that you've been bearing and carrying. He says, give it to me, lay it down at my feet, let it go, and take hold now of what the Lord has for you. To walk forward with your head held high. You represent, you've been made in the image of God. You represent your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, when you know him as your Lord and as your Savior. And God doesn't want you holding your head down any longer, for he's come with his word today to set the captives free. That's the reason he was born those 2,000 years ago. That's the reason he died and he rose again. He ascended on high. He took captivity captive. That means everything that comes to take you captive, to imprison you into fear, into lack, into relational turmoil, whatever has come to captivate you and to imprison you, Jesus comes with his word today to set you free. And I just want to bring this message to you before I snuggle down with my family. We've got a Christmas movie lined up, and I've literally just hidden away with you for these few moments because I cannot let this moment pass me by. The word resounding in my spirit over recent weeks has been the calm in Christmas. And often we can get so busy, it can get so full on, and throughout the year our lives can get so chock-a-block. I believe busy is the enemy. I sense the Lord really speak that to my heart and to my spirit. So I've been consciously, and I pray it will be the same for you. I've passed this word on to many of my friends, whether it's been on a quick telephone conversation or when we're passing each other. Let Jesus be your calm. And I'm going to bring his word today and throughout the coming year, that we will be those who will continually be returning to him and finding our place of rest, not stress, in the Lord. And as this is now Hanukkah. What is Hanukkah? Some of you will be saying it's whenever the Maccabees, it was a time when in Israel there was great apostasy. There was a great turning away from the Lord, from his word, from his ways, just like we're seeing around our world right now. And so many even of God's children, their hearts have grown cold. And at that time, many in Israel, there was great apostasy taking place. They were being invaded by the Greeks and the Greek army. They'd even invaded the temple, and there they had erected a false god to Zeus and an altar for Zeus, and they'd also put a pig in the altar. Now, it was terrible times for Israel, but many of God's children were just giving in and giving way. There was great apostasy, very much like in our days, but then the remnant arose. The Maccabees, a very small remnant of priests, a family, rose up and said, enough is enough. And I believe that's what's happening in our day. And the miracle of Hanukkah was as they arose and as they were being besieged on every side in the temple, they had just one little cruse of oil that was remaining. And that should have only lasted one night. But instead, it lasted until God gave them miraculous victory for 8 days. And so now all around the world, as of 25th of December, our Jewish brothers and sisters will be celebrating Hanukkah and lighting a candle. They take the center candlestick, which is often it's higher and more prominent. That's a picture of Jesus for us who know him as our Lord and Savior. And with that center candle, they light the first candle on the first night of Hanukkah. Then the next night, they light the first and the second candle until all of the candles are lit, shining bright. And the miracle is it's that the oil never ran out. I believe at this time the Lord is wanting to pour fresh oil into his children. He wants us to be ablaze. Oil in scripture represents the Holy Spirit and his anointing. That we are going to need his anointing. We need the fullness. That's my word for 2025 as well as thrive. The Lord does not want you to strive. He does not want you to just survive, but by the word of the Lord, you will thrive in 2025. By the power of the Holy Spirit, you will be ablaze with the fire of his presence. You're going to shine brightly, just like the Hanukkah candles. The light in the temple shone miraculously through those very dark times, way back in the Maccabees time. So we are going to shine brightly, and we're going to eradicate, just as the Maccabees did in their day, all of the evil that holds sway, all that is coming against the children of God and that is anti to God's word, that is anti-Christ. And we can take God at his word and we can know complete victory, but it's going to take the fullness of the Holy Spirit that our lights will shine bright. We are not going to go out. Many are being taken out with doubt right now. And it's so key and so pivotal that in humility and in dependency on Jesus will be the key that will open great doors to impossibilities and to kingdom impact opportunities. The Lord spoke that word to me today for somebody specifically, and I sense that is for everybody who will receive that word as I'm releasing it out through Mama of Many today. So in this double portion time, Christmas and Hanukkah collides, the light, both representing the light of the world. May our Jewish brothers and sisters, may their eyes be opened as they wait for their Messiah to come, that Jesus has come the first time, Yeshua to them in Hebrew, and he is coming again. And when he comes the second time, all of the eyes of Israel and the Jewish people will be open to behold him. And at Hanukkah, that's actually what the Jewish people are told to do. They light the candles and they behold the light. Let us behold the light of Jesus this Christmas time in our lives. Let's be thankful that he's eradicated, and ask him to, if there's any darkness in our lives, that in this season, he makes us to shine bright. All darkness is eradicated as the light of Jesus and the fullness of the anointing, and that the oil of his Holy Spirit will just flow through us once again in Jesus' name. So I want to bring the word of the Lord today. I read in and prophetically to you and release this over you in the book of, and I may jump about just a little bit here, I believe it's in Zephaniah 3, we can read verse 17. For the Lord, verse 16, this is beautiful. On that day, the announcement to Jerusalem will be, and the Lord is bringing this announcement to you who will receive his word today. Cheer up, Zion, don't be afraid. For the Lord your God is living among you. He is a mighty Saviour. Jesus has come. He is your Saviour. He is mighty to save. He is rushing to your aid. Whatever you have need of, He already knows. And the Lord is the need meter in this season for you and for your family. And for whatever you're facing, face it with faith. For the Lord your God is living among you. He is a mighty Saviour. He will take delight in you with gladness. With his love, he will, and this was my word and I'm releasing it to you, he will calm all your fears. May you know his calm this Christmas. He is the Prince of Peace. Exodus 14:14. The Lord himself will fight for you and you shall hold your peace. Peace is a person. Peace is our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. He is the Prince of Peace. And he has already fought and won every battle for you, that as you receive him, all you need to do is hold him tightly, hold him intimately, take him personally to your situation and see what Jesus will do and what he will break through for you at this time. He will take delight in you with gladness. With his love, he will calm all your fears. He will rejoice over you with joyful songs. He's rejoicing over you just as a mother. I've had 5 beautiful babies, and as I've held them in my arms, as I've sung over them, oh, the joy I felt over them. That's what your Lord and Saviour is doing over you. He's holding you. He's cradling you. He's protecting you. He is shielding you. He's singing over you. You are the joy of his heart. And may you know that. He hasn't come with a whip. He hasn't come to judge you. He's come to love you. Just be loved by him. Be beloved is what he calls you. You're the beloved of the Lord. And that can seem like an old-fashioned word. It's spoken many times in scriptures where God speaks to you and he speaks, say, to the psalmist David, beloved, he calls him or her. Well, he's saying to you within that, just be loved, beloved, be loved. Just rest, find rest in his arms this Christmas time. Let him calm all of your fears. And just as Jesus came to his own when they were toiling and they were out at sea and they're on the boat and there was terrible storms, Jesus just spoke peace to the storm. He spoke peace and there was calm. May you know his calm in the midst of your storm-tossed sea at this time. It's an unusual word to bring in at Christmas time, not your typical Christmas message, but I want to bring the word to people's hearts because I sense by the Spirit of the Lord, I've been right where you're at. It has been a battle zone and the Lord is speaking calm over your storm at this time and straight away. He's making a straight way for you. You will be at shore. You will be at land, but what's more, you'll be at God's promised land for your life. He will fulfill all of his promises for you. So I want to say to you today, and first and foremost, the Lord would say to you, significant times require significant lives. The Lord is raising, you are not called to insignificance, but you are called at this season, at this time, just like the Maccabees back in their day, about a couple of hundred years before Christ BC, when they won that great victory, when they eradicated darkness and they took back and they cleansed the temple. May our temples be cleansed and purified. Our lives, Jesus says, we are the temple of the Lord. May our lives be filled with praise, with power, and with glory for him, and may we shine brightly. May Jesus, the light of the world, shine brightly through us at this time. Firstly, God has called you and he's called me. Significant times require significant lives. And God is speaking his calm over you. Cheer up, Zion. Don't be afraid. Zion means, Mount Zion, that word Zion means marked. You have, many of you, just like the Jewish people, because they have been marked by God, they have been called out for God's purposes. So has the church, the ecclesia of Jesus Christ. It means called out ones. We've been called for his purposes. And all of hell breaks out against Israel and against his church. And I sense that the Lord wants you to know and wants to say at this time, cheer up, don't be afraid, put your hope in me once more. I have got great significance in store for you. You are not an insignificant one. All that you have been through has not been wasted, but the Lord is about to break through in you and he is about to release mighty works and wonders through you. You have been being prepared during this time. Cheer up, Zion. Those who are marked, you've been marked for God's purposes. You've been marked for God's miracles. You've been marked for God's provision. You've been marked for God's blessings. The enemy has marked you as a target. He has marked you to come and to steal and to destroy from you. But I'm bringing the word of the Lord today and to say that every enemy against you will be destroyed before you, and you will walk on, and for you are marked in the days to come for great recompense, for great restoration, and for great reward by the word of the Lord in Jesus' mighty name. My son, just the other week, he's a very keen, our Joel, 18-year-old, a keen footballer. He's captain for two teams, a school team and another team. And he was actually out playing for doing football anyway, and for our church team. And somebody on the other side, this whopping great big guy, so glad I wasn't there. I heard the story afterwards from my other sons and from my husband who was there. But Joel was literally marked at the beginning of the game. They remembered him from a previous match, and this great big guy came and very early on, instead of kicking the ball, deliberately kicked him in the knee, kicked him hard. He was limping and struggling for 2 days, a couple of days after that. But just before the time this was happening, I was busy with the other kids, and I suddenly felt this overwhelming sense around that time to pray that there was danger, that there was an attack coming against my son. And of course, it could have been a whole lot worse. Thank the Lord for his protection. But by the word of the Lord, prophetically, I felt that that was a picture. When you have been set up to win, when you are set apart for great purposes, when there is significance and greatness over your lives, the enemy recognizes you and he's come to take you out. And that's what many of you have been going through recently. And it's been enough to almost take you out with doubt. You've been holding on. It seems like it's gone on for so long. But the Lord would say, be strong in the power of my might, because I will break through for you. Just like the word Zion means marked. You are often marked and a target for the enemy, but ultimately the enemy will be destroyed and you are marked for victory. And you know that team. Joel played all of that match. He powered through. God isn't causing or calling us to wimp out at this time, but to rise up in his strength. And sometimes we have to push through some of the pain for the ultimate gain. But their team won 4-0. God would say to you today, there is great victory in store for you. That was a big match for them. They were the previous winners of the league, and it was quite pivotal, but they went on, and righteousness will always prevail. The enemy may come to take you out, but do not doubt. The Lord has marked you for great significance, for glory, for recompense, for restoration, and great is your reward, says the Lord. So firstly today, you have been set apart for significance. In Micah 5 and verse 2, we read, coming into a bit of a Christmas message here. I've loved this over recent weeks. But you, O Bethlehem Ephratah, are only a small village among all the people of Judah, yet a ruler of Israel, whose origins are in the distant past. From eternity, Jesus came, the eternal one. He came in from eternity to our temporary realm. He broke forth into time to save you and me and to seal us for all eternity. And it says, whose origins are in the distant past will come from you on my behalf. Jesus came out of little Bethlehem that seems so small and insignificant. You may feel so small. You may feel like what you've been through has been enough to take you out. You may feel like you've wasted time, but the Lord is coming to say, I will restore and more for you. With me, to restore is to give back to you better than before. And we see here that there's little Bethlehem, but Jesus was chosen. God chose Bethlehem to bring forth his son, to send him from eternity to earth and to be born in Bethlehem. And from Bethlehem came Jesus, from God, from eternity, on your behalf and on my behalf. The Lord would say to you today, you are not insignificant, for it's to you he has come this Christmas season, this Hanukkah season. He will work his works in your midst, behind the scenes, in the unseen. He is working on your behalf, and you are not insignificant to him, but he is setting you up to live a significant life as you receive his word today. It goes on, verse 3, and it says, the people of Israel will be abandoned to their enemies until the woman in labour gives birth. Then at last his fellow countrymen will return from exile to their own land, and he will stand to lead his flock. This is speaking of Jesus, and with the Lord's strength, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, then his people will live there undisturbed. A word for Israel, and we get to partake of these promises. First given to Israel is the church we are grafted in. So these promises for Israel are ours too. Then his people will live there undisturbed. God has an undisturbed peace for you, calm for you in the midst of your storm. For he will be, Jesus will be highly honoured around the world at this time. Get ready for it. And he will be the source of peace. What are you seeking peace in? Are you seeking peace in a husband, in a wife? Are you seeking well-being? Are you seeking happiness, joy in anything else other than him? No, Jesus has been given, and he alone is our source of peace. May we find all of our peace in him this Christmas time and in this season. I love that, secondly, today, Jesus wants to say, he is the centre of it all. Make Jesus the centre of it all this Christmas. Look at, in this word here, Jesus was sent to Bethlehem. He came. He is the centre of the story. May he be the centre of your life and of mine this Christmas time. And thirdly today, the Lord would say, it's birthing time. Just as Jesus was born, he came from eternity into the temporary. This world will one day fail and fade away. May we know our eternal Saviour. He came to raise us up because eternity is in our hearts. We are eternal beings, and our spirits will live on forever, and he wants us to live with him forever in heaven. That's the reason he came, that we may all be saved and may all come to know Jesus, who has saved us from our sin when we turn to him as our Lord and as our Saviour. And he will be the source of peace, the source of peace with us and God. Sin has been eradicated, darkness removed from us, for the light has come as we receive Jesus. If you don't know him, may you receive him as your Lord, as your Saviour in this season. He is the reason for the season. For thirdly, it is birthing time. I believe in the children of God. The devil has been there trying to stop, just as he did at the birth of Christ. Herod gave the decree that all of the babies, the prophecy had gone forth. They knew that the time was near. The star had appeared in the sky. The wise men came from afar. We know the story so well, but the prophetic significance is so incredible. And the evil, all of the evil wanted to destroy this eternal one that had come. How ridiculous is the devil's tactics, hey? And tragically, though, the cry went out from Herod that all of the babies under the age of 2 were to be killed. Well, the devil could not stop the works and wonders of God back then. He couldn't stop the first coming of Jesus. And the devil is doing all he can to prevent, to destroy. This is Israel's birthing time. She's going to bring forth for the glory of the Lord great victories. This is the church's birthing time. Great victories and more will come forth. Do you know, as all has raged against Israel since October the 7th, it looked like, wow, they were being taken out. It was a tragedy beyond words what they faced from Hamas and from Gaza. And then from the 8th of October, we know how the war front from the north and from Lebanon kicked in as well with Hezbollah. And Israel actually, since October the 7th, 2023, were attacked on 7 fronts, very much like the church as well. And you and I, we felt those attacks have seemingly come at us from every direction. But just as it was with Israel, the enemy sowed the wind, but will reap the whirlwind. Hamas, look at what's happened in Gaza. They sowed the wind. They were rejoicing in Gaza over what happened on October the 7th, but the smile was soon wiped off people's faces because the God of Israel will not be mocked. I grieve for every life that is lost. God, he's never wanted war. God comes into our brokenness with his wholeness, but man keeps turning away from him and from his ways, and the results are war, it's grief, it's famine on the earth. But at this Christmas time, in this unusual Christmas message, I'm saying, yes, the enemy has come from all angles against your life too, child of God. The enemy has sown the wind, but will reap the whirlwind. And that's what's happened. Look what's all around Israel. Her enemies are falling before her. Look what happened with Iran. The most ballistic missiles fired at any nation in history. And in one night did not take Israel out. Not one Jewish person or Israeli was killed by that attack. It's truly miraculous what's happening. And instead, the enemy, Hezbollah, has been destroyed in Lebanon. In Syria, without even one gun being fired from Israel, the enemy started fighting themselves. And we see what's happened. There's been a whole regime change. By the way, I would say don't trust the regime change. It's ISIS, it's Islamic extremism that is coming there into Syria at this time. But God is at work. And I'll tell you what, Iran and all of those proxies that it was hiding behind is now exposed. And God is destroying the enemies one by one. This is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. And Israel, get this. This is what I've led this up, that background to say this. Rather than losing ground and territory, they have actually gained over 300 kilometers into Syria. They have taken back land that was originally given to them in God's word. They have taken back land that is strategic for their protection with another militant Islamic regime rising up there in Syria. They can see now over the Golan, they can see right into Damascus as a watchtower point, if you like, for Israel. They have not lost. The enemy sowed the wind at what looked like disastrous, but has reaped the whirlwind. What looked like disastrous for the children of Israel, the children of God, what looks like disastrous for you, God is setting you up for ultimate breakthrough, for an ultimate win. Trust him when it doesn't make sense. Trust him through the pain, because the Lord says to you today, it's for your ultimate gain. Relationally, the Lord says to somebody today who's listening to this message, this word of the Lord, God will restore that relationship to you better than before. That's the word of the Lord. That's the reason Jesus came. He came to bring wholeness to brokenness. And he came to destroy every enemy that would come against the children of God. So at birthing time, when the Lord restored Israel to their nation in 1948, they have been birthed there. Now they're birthing victories. They are taking and they're gaining new ground. The enemy is all around, but it's ultimately the enemy that will be destroyed. The enemy would come to steal and to destroy at that point of birth, just as he did back in Herod's day and back at the birth of Jesus, to come and steal and to destroy what God's works and wonders were bringing forth. But just as they were thwarted in the birth of Jesus at the time of that, so will they be thwarted today and in your life. Be aware, yes, the enemy has been there trying to steal, to take, to destroy that which God is creating within you, that which God, the greater works than you have ever known before are about to be birthed through you, are about to be birthed through his church, are about to be birthed through Israel. And we read and we can realize in Revelation 12, coming to the New Testament here very quickly, John witnessed in heaven as he saw a vision, an event of great significance. We are living in significant times, as I was saying, and therefore significant times require significant people to arise. Remnants, rise. This is your time. I saw a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon beneath her feet, and a crown of 12 stars on her head. She was pregnant and she cried out because of her labor pains and the agony of giving birth. And it goes on and it says, then I witnessed in heaven another significant event. So John was looking in this vision ahead to, I believe that, well, these days which are fast approaching for us. And we're going to receive this word prophetically today for our lives as well. And it speaks of, I saw a large red dragon that represents Satan, represents evil, the devil himself, with 7 heads and 10 horns, with 7 crowns on his head. And it says, his tail swept away 1/3 of the stars. And it goes on, it says, this is what I want to bring forth prophetically for your life today. He stood in front of the woman as she was about to give birth, ready to devour her baby as soon as it was born. That's what happened when Israel was birthed in 1948. The nations rose to try and take her out. Oh, but Israel, just as was prophesied, was born in a day. Isaiah, I believe it is, it says prophetically, I'm just sensing this come to my spirit now strongly. Shall I bring to the point of birth, says the Lord, and not bring forth? God would say to you today, he will bring forth that through you, which he has promised to do. Hold on, keep strong. It won't be long. You're going to know that miracle realized in your family. You're going to know that relief released in your finances. Whatever you're facing today, the Lord will. He is the one, he is your deliverer. Although the enemy is there trying to steal that which God is birthing and what he desires for your life, the Lord says, oh, but I am your deliverer and I will deliver safely through you. I never appreciated the Lord and that word and God's name being deliverer as much as I did through my 5 births, knowing that the Lord through those danger times in your life is there as your deliverer to bring forth. Shall I bring to the point of birth, says the Lord, and not bring forth? No, God will bring forth and he will bring to birth through you miraculously at these times. But be aware, yes, the enemy is there. And that's what the battle and the war has been for. That's what's been raging against you, child of God. And I know it's been painful. I've been through probably 2024 has been the biggest battle zone of my life. But let me tell you, the Lord has been setting you and I up for these significant times ahead. And in order to live significant lives, it takes significant training and preparation. It takes significant surrender. And as we have surrendered, as we have trusted all into the Lord's hands, God is about to release his wonders, his works, his perfect plans on the earth. And his army, remnant army, will arise at this time. How gorgeous is that? How beautiful is God's word? In verse 17 of Zechariah, I believe it's 1, it says, the towns of Israel, receive this for your life, will again overflow with prosperity, and the Lord will comfort again Zion, and he will choose Jerusalem as his own. Put your name in there. The Lord is speaking that over you. Yes, the promises to Israel. We are his church, his beloved ones, grafted into Israel too. And the Lord would say to you that you will again overflow. You are not just going to survive. You are not going to strive. But God says you are going to thrive in 2025. You have been prepared for overflow with prosperity in every area of your life, mentally, emotionally, physically, financially, relationally. God says, I'm setting you up for overflow, and you will go in his overflow in the coming year. And the Lord will again comfort Zion, those who have been the target, those who have been marked. Do you know when I've spoken to some of my Jewish friends and I've said to them, oh, you're God's chosen people. They've looked at me and some of them, because when I lived in Israel, they would take, I remember taking the hands of one dear old man who had been through the Holocaust. And he said, well, maybe he could choose someone else because they've been through the fire of affliction. They've been through the fire of suffering. They've been through the fire of rejection and pain, but God is restoring them and bringing them back again. And Zion, as I said, which means marked, they are being marked. They have been set apart for God's ultimate glory. He loves them. He adores them. And although the enemy targeted them to take them out, Israel prevails today because God is on her side. The enemy targeted you. You were marked, just like my son. The enemy came to take you out, but you are being set up to live a life of great significance, of prosperity, and the Lord will comfort those who've been marked and targeted once again. He will yet choose you. You felt like you were so rejected. Israel has felt so rejected. I've been times in my life, those times where you have felt that rejection, the Lord would say to you today, I will choose you. I have yet chosen you as my own. How beautiful is God's word? Are you receiving it prophetically for your life, for your situation? Make it personal to you right now. For the Lord loves you. And wow, although the Lord wants you to know it's time to prepare, he wants you to be aware. Yes, the enemy is there to try and steal, kill, and to destroy that which God is birthing through you. But it's birthing time. You, through the power of his might, will be unstoppable, and you will give great glory to Jesus in the days ahead. So firstly, today, as we close off and as we pray powerfully today and as we seal his word for us, the Lord is saying, significant, number one, significant times require significant people. Arise, remnant, rise. Secondly, today, I feel the Lord saying, Jesus, put him, Yeshua, at the center of it all. And thirdly, today, it's birthing time, unstoppable. Although the enemy raged and is raging, just as he did at the birthing of Christ, the first time Jesus came, he's raging today because he's trying to prevent and stop. If he could take Israel out, then he would have destroyed what God's promises and the prophetic words has to say. He will never, have no doubts, he will never take Israel out. And child of God, as you place your trust in the God of Israel, in his word, as you are filled again this Christmas, and as the story of Hanukkah reminds us, as we're filled with the Holy Spirit, as we receive oil, is the picture of the Holy Spirit, his fresh oil today. May we birth miraculously, supernaturally, through the power of the Holy Spirit, all the wonderful works and the wonders that the Lord wants to birth through us on the earth as we partner with heaven at this time. Happy Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Are you ready to pray? And let's seal his word today. Father, we love you. I've released this word, Father, for you, through you, and I pray that your word now will do what only your word can do by the power of your Holy Spirit in the life of everyone. We thank you, Jesus. We have been a target of the enemy, but now, Lord, may your children understand the why behind the target, the why behind them being marked. But they are being marked and set up for great miracles, just as you have performed through your word many times before. We are going to be your modern day miraculous works and wonders birthed through our lives, significant lives on the earth at this significant time to be alive. We love you, Jesus. Thank you. You are the reason for this season. And we give you all the praise and all the glory. God bless you. Amen. Till next time.